Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it going? Keep it real. Take the red pill.
You drive a hard bargain.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. That's all, folks. That's right. Right here on RBN. Brought to you by TLBTalk.com. Yes. You guys, you're not on TLBTalk.com right now. I don't know what the hell it is you're doing. Lots of uncensored news feed for you guys. Yeah, all the information and interaction that the government and the establishment do not want you to have. So, guess what? You should be joining the revolution, social network revolution. It's time. And yeah, I guess we'll just go ahead and have an open show today. If you want to call in and discuss anything that's going on, you can call our toll-free number, which is 800-313-9443. Or call our local number, which is best, 512-248-8252. So, yeah. What's going on in the world today? We've got cops getting sued left and right. Oh, man. Talk about defunding the police. I've been watching videos of people who this one guy is suing his police department simply because he got arrested for DUI and was not drunk. Just the idea of that. I think I want a quick payday. Because the guy got pulled over, right? Cop asked the guy, are you drunk? Have you been drinking? I spilled alcohol in the vehicle. The guy's like, I don't answer questions. I don't answer questions. So the guy refused to take a breathalyzer and refused to take any field sobriety tests. Was arrested under the charge of DUI anyways. His blood was forcibly taken from him. And had to take a breathalyzer anyways. Blew 000. And drug test came clean. They refused to let him go. So now he's suing the police department. That's easy money. Talk about defunding the police. Because they don't want to let go. It's one of those catch two and twos. You know, you're going to screw with somebody who's not broken the law. And you get sued. And especially, I mean, by actually exercising your rights, which you know are going to get violated, you might as well go through the motions and sue the hell out of these corrupt tyrants. Because they're not going to learn the lessons. Yeah, it's going to be an inconvenience to you have your vehicle impounded. It's going to be an inconvenience to you to have to miss out on your job, probably get fired. But oh boy, that payday after you sue the bastards. Whoa. When I get back to the States, oh my God. And knowing these feds know I'm going to come back, and so the targeting will continue as far as the gang stalking and the police harassment. I tell you what, I can't wait to have these cops hemmed up. Because it's not going to defy me. I'll get paid my money if I sit in a jail cell for a day or several months. I'm still going to be getting paid. I don't have anywhere to be except for to do this show. Who knows? I might. I'll probably have a guest host take over the show. But I want to get me a few mil. There's enough for me to have a few mil, isn't it? I just can't wait. I'm going to have cameras on my car. Three of them. One back in front and one pointing at the driver's window. Going to be streaming straight to my lawyer. I can't wait. I know I'm going to get harassed in every freaking state. Driving while black. I can't wait. I can't wait. It's going to be the shortcut to me getting rich real quick. Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, what's going on in the world today? All right. I tell you what, I've got to go over this stuff. I've got to get this over to Mike. But apparently there's some new info I've not actually been covering or even looking at the Biden laptop stuff. Because, like I said, my expectations is that this stuff, they're just going to wait it out for as long as possible till everybody in the public domain forgets about the situation. Just like when the DLD, 14 years ago, got caught, what was it, 30% of the DOD workers at the Pentagon had child porn. Nothing ever came of that. You know, every time anybody asked, oh, we're still investigating this. Journalist kept tabs on it. We're investigating this. And now, now the journalists have stopped asking about it because it's not news anymore. So that literally got swept underneath the rug. When I get back to the States, I am going to start poking and picking at the DOD about that very issue and what has come of it. That's going to be one of my campaigns when I get back. See if I can bring that back to the mainstream media spotlight, if I can. Because that's an injustice. That's an injustice that I just cannot let go. So let's go ahead and roll through a clip here and see what's new.
Hey guys, welcome to the Liberal Hive Mind, a channel solely focused on exposing the abundant hypocrisy of the left. Well, once again, friends, just the news is John Solomon drops a new bombshell report, not necessarily proving, but definitely alluding to the fact, what seemed very obvious since the start, that Joe Biden and the Biden administration was behind the FBI and the DOJ's raid on Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago private residence. They've stated multiple times on the record that, well, Joe Biden actually had no idea. He was just as shocked or surprised as anyone else. They've claimed no knowledge and no participation, but it turns out that's one massive lie, because they took the initial action a couple months ago that essentially enabled this probe in the first place, enabled the grand jury, and stripped Donald Trump of his executive privilege. In other words, it seems as though the Biden administration totally lied, certainly not surprising, and it seems as though Joe Biden really is weaponizing federal bureaus and federal agencies to go after his clear political opponent. The DNC and Biden corruption never ceases to amaze and never ends. From the unmasking of Flynn and the leaking of the Steele dossier in 2017 to various media outlets, now fast forward 6 years later to this, the corruption never ends, the witch hunt never ends, and it's the same damn people behind the curtain once again. Let me show you guys the new reports. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on here. We've got some stuff to get into, so let's roll the tape. All right, folks, so here's John Solomon from Just the News laying down the context.
We have new evidence. Just the News has obtained correspondence between various parties during the lead up to the raid, showing that the Biden White House, that's right, the Biden White, Joe Biden's White House, the one that said they had nothing to do with this, they were deeply involved in the early instigation of the criminal probe against President Trump, including clearing the way for the President Trump's claim of executive privilege to be eviscerated, basically getting rid of his executive privilege before he could contest it. That occurred just before a grand jury started delivering subpoenas looking for the records. So for the first time, we now have evidence that Joe Biden's White House was in the middle of this right from the start, way before the Mar-a-Lago raid, even before a grand jury delivered a subpoena to the president in May of this year.
And here's the article that follows. Biden White House facilitated DOJ's criminal probe against Donald Trump. Scuttled privilege claims, memos. Long before it professed no prior knowledge of the raid on Donald Trump's estate, the Biden White House worked directly with the Justice Department and National Archives to instigate the criminal probe into alleged mishandling of documents, allowing the FBI to review evidence retrieved from Mar-a-Lago this spring, and eliminating the 45th president's claim to executive privilege, according to contemporaneous government documents reviewed by Just the News. The memos show then-White House Deputy Counsel Jonathan Sue was engaged in conversations with the FBI and the DOJ and National Archives as early as April, shortly after 15 boxes of classified and other materials were voluntarily returned to the Federal Historical Agency from Trump's Florida home. By May, Sue conveyed to the archives that President Joe Biden would not object to wavering his predecessor's claims to executive privilege, a decision that opened the door for the DOJ to get a grand jury to issue a subpoena, compelling Trump to turn over any remaining materials he possessed from his presidency. The machinations are summarized in several memos and emails exchanged between the various agencies in spring 2022, months before the FBI took the added unprecedented step of raiding Trump's Florida compound with a court-issued search warrant. The mostly complete summary was contained in a lengthy letter dated May 10th that acting National Archivist Deborah Steidel-Wall sent Trump's lawyers summarizing the White House's involvement. On April 11th, 2022, the White House Counsel's Office affirming a request from the Department of Justice supported an FBI letterhead memorandum, formally transmitted a request that NARA, the National Archives and Records Administration, provide the FBI access to the 15 boxes for its review within 7 days, with the possibility that the FBI might request copies of specific documents following its reviews of the boxes, Wall wrote Trump defense attorney Evan Corcoran. And so, right there, folks, it continues to highlight who is being deceptive and who is lying and who is being honest. This essentially proves two things. It shows that the Biden White House continues to act in secrecy with their deceptive tactics and lack of transparency. So much for Jen Psaki's claim the moment Joe Biden got elected that this administration would be the most transparent in American history. They continue to act in secrecy behind closed doors, and they continue to mislead and lie to the public. We had no involvement and no knowledge of the FBI's investigation and their actions in pursuit of a search warrant and a raid on Donald Trump's home. That's their stance currently, but clearly, that's not true at all. In fact, Joe Biden's White House was working with NARA, the DOJ, and the FBI all the way back in April and probably even before that, coordinating this entire thing. Absolute liars, deceptive, corrupt clowns. And it also proves another thing, and that's that Donald Trump has been honest from the start, that he was, in fact, in communications and in contact with them and cooperating with them, sending them 15 boxes, and yet they chose to raid his home anyways. And it all stems directly from Joe Biden, who chose to waive Donald Trump's executive privilege. I mean, we're talking about unprecedented stuff, folks. And it also shows another thing. I mean, the claim is that Donald Trump was holding very important classified documents. Many people are pushing this totally uncorroborated narrative that Donald Trump has been holding nuclear secrets by his bedside. I mean, completely ridiculous. But if that was the case, then why is it that they were working towards this thing back in April 2022 and in May as well, and they only decided to raid Donald Trump's home in August? I mean, if Donald Trump was a traitor to the nation who had his executive privilege waived long ago, and it was of such importance in terms of national security, such a serious crime that they allege from Donald Trump, why did they wait right before the midterm election to do something about it? It stinks to the high heavens, folks, and now it's even stinkier, knowing that Joe Biden is behind the whole thing. Of course, not exactly surprising, but this is pretty much confirmation. And the slow nature of it all, to me personally, proves that the raid on Donald Trump's home was never justified. A clear overstep. You know, Donald Trump got impeached for for the inaccurate accusation that he was blackmailing the Ukrainian government by withholding aid in the pursuit of launching an investigation or getting dirt on his perceived political opponent at the time, Joe Biden. Joe Biden, by the way, at the time, hadn't even declared that he was running for president, and also Donald Trump never threatened to withhold aid, trying to strong-arm the Ukrainians into investigating Joe Biden at all. I mean, we read the transcript, but anyways, supposedly that was a high crime or misdemeanor, and it was an impeachable offense. Meanwhile, you have Joe Biden clearly sicking the DOJ and the FBI on Donald Trump, his actual political opponent, the leader of the Republican Party, and nobody even bats an eye. Now they've raided his home, and basically it's been radio silence for the last week or so, but supposedly we're supposed to believe that it was urgent enough for them to raid his home in the first place, even though absolutely nothing has materialized off of the raid. And really, just think about it. Joe Biden behind the scenes weaponizing federal agencies to go after his political opponent, then totally lying about it and misleading the American public, and then the DOJ DOJ fighting in court to keep the affidavit sealed, which we just received more information in that case. Judge formally rejects DOJ argument to keep Trump raid affidavit sealed, weaponizing federal agencies, lying about it, and then trying to seal or trying to hide the truth or the affidavit, the motive behind the raid in the first place. Does that seem totally up to standard to you, or does that seem like something you'd expect from an authoritarian Soviet government, or the term that keeps bouncing around, a banana republic? The answer is very clear, folks. I don't have to say another word. I'll put it this way, though. Dan Crenshaw rips raid, asks if people really believe that Donald Trump is reading nuclear secrets at his bedside. If even Dan Crenshaw is calling the raid ridiculous, then you really know that the Biden administration and the DOJ seriously overstepped on this one. And it might have not only been a political overstep, it might be a legal overstep as well, as now Democrat famed lawyer and legal scholar Alan Dershowitz is saying that the Biden White House should not be able to waive executive privilege of Donald Trump.
Well, these are very, very serious matters. The whole issue of whether or not there was full disclosure to the magistrate, hopefully, will come out when we see the affidavit. There should be a special master appointed. This has happened in the past. A special master, a former judge, can go through all the papers and decide what's privileged. The one thing that clearly is wrong is the Biden White House should not be able to waive the executive privilege of President Trump. That would make the executive privilege a nullity. It would mean that no president could ever speak to anybody in confidence without knowing that 2 years from now or 3 years from now, all of it will be revealed by the current president. That's just not the way executive privilege was supposed to operate. So there are lots and lots of questions. I hope they'll be answered by the affidavit.
Now we have information that Donald Trump is suing after the FBI raided his home. And I think Donald Trump's argument or his defense is going to revolve around two specific concepts: executive privilege and the fact that he, as president, had the unilateral authority to declassify any documents that he pleased. We've seen the presidential memoranda confirming that he did, in fact, declassify the documents that he took with him. The DOJ and the Biden administration are probably going to argue that, well, they waived his executive privilege and he doesn't actually have the right to declassify documents. They are wrong. They're wrong ethically, they're wrong morally, and it seems as though they're also wrong legally. And it really shows you, at the end of the day, who the real liars are here, who the real corrupt authoritarians are. Like I keep saying, folks, everything they fear-mongered about Donald Trump over the last 6 years, all the names and all the labels that they tried to stick to Donald Trump, has always been more true about them than it ever has been about Donald Trump.
Right.
Or any...
Yeah, so I'm going to tell you what. I can't wait to see Joe Bob go down. Not only should he be suing, but he should be actually getting some people in place to impeach Mr. Joe Bob, Mr. The Pedo Pete. He should be getting with the Veritas guy and having a lawsuit with him. They should team up. Take Joe Bob down. If there was any redemption for Facebook should be suing his administration as well for purposely feeding them disinformation and making them into force propaganda. This administration should be taken down. Okay? It's illegitimate to begin with. Stolen election. Okay, well, I won't go there. But, the man, and he's gone back on vacation. The man has been, Joe Bob has been so sick on the vaccines that he's pushing on everybody. I don't really think he's taking the vaccine. But he's been sick. And that's just, I think, also a cover-up. He's been sick, so sick, that he can't speak to anybody. But he's come out strong with this stupid speech that he gave last week. So strong men, right? So oh so strong. And just to go back on vacation. He's been sick, vacation, sick, vacation. Speech that gets him hemmed up. Vacation. Vacation. Speech that gets him hemmed up. Vacation. Vacation. What is this man? What are we willing to put up with this for how long? I think that's the question. That's why the feds keep pushing us and pushing us and pushing us just to see how much we're going to lie down and take this garbage. I say we don't take any more. We need to have this guy impeached. I don't care, removed. Impeach him by the barrel of a gun. I don't care. But he needs to go. Him and most definitely the FBI needs to be reduced, if not completely eliminated. NSA needs to be eliminated. CIA needs to be eliminated. And large swaths of our DOD need to go away. There's so much going on in the world. And I'm telling you, the more broke that you people get, the more we're going to end up heading into war with China. We're going to talk about that. Because the poor, the more broke China gets, the faster they're going to want to go to war. When you have things in your economy that you cannot fix, the only thing that fixes it is war. You have a drastic drop in the population, and then you go and get aid from other countries. If anything goes any worse than it is for the United States and China, we will be in a gridlocked war until there's some sort of economic recovery. Mark my words. Because that is the pattern. If anybody knows anything about psychological warfare, know about historical warfare, for anybody who knows anything about the corrupt establishment and their satanic blood ritual sacrifice of its people for more and more power, the writing's on the wall here. And yes, after this commercial break coming up, we will be taking phone calls. So that means you need to be calling the phone number. All right, 800-313-9443. And it's best to call our local number, of course, 512-248-8252. All right, guys, definitely be supporting all of our sponsors and our underwriters and our advertisers. And actually, you know what? I was looking at some food storage stuff, food, and it looks like our people are sold out. Is that true, Mike? I try to look at all the products that we have for dried storage food, and it seems as though we are out. Can you look up on that during the commercial break?
Are you referencing the stuff on the store, the RBN store? That survival cave, they ran out of product a long time. I think they might have gone out of business, so we don't have a storable. We have the new one we have is the freeze-dried people right now. That's the one that's got a green-colored banner, and we play the Simply Clean Foods ad.
Okay.
Yeah, you can find that at the website under the banners. They say long-term food storage, and it shows
a bunch of
products and packaging.
All right.
Going to break.
We'll be right back, guys. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and we'll hit the phone line. And, of course, whom do I see? Okay, Rib, line 3, Colorado.
Yay! Today's news is brought to you by U.S. Pentagon First Team Bo Scout Rib here in Soviet Colorado. It sucks, but so does everywhere in America. So today's big news. Soon arriving, the Bubba Scout Reb Podcast Report, put together by the United States Northern Command. It's getting done. Again, 800 number, and you'll know it's not like any other top broadcast in the world, because I just let you get on the radio, and you'll have to keep saying, are you there? Are you there? Oh, yeah, I'm listening. That's what's going to be. No fact-checking, and we don't care what topic. Somebody said, we're going to discuss muscle cars of the 1960s versus today's faster cars. Yeah, that's a topic. I don't know what to say. It's tough to work on them. I couldn't work on them back then. But we have all topics, no criticism, and you can call in and say, get off the air, you freak. Don't be on the air. You suck. No, you can say that, too. I think, though, I'm not sure, but on podcasts, are you allowed to curse and say whatever you want, or is that not allowed? I'll ask DOD, but what is the general rule for podcasts?
You're kidding, right?
Saying, what?
You're kidding me, right?
Great. You could be a guest on the Bo Scout Rev Report, but here's a group of unknowns at Jerkwater USA. Bubba knows everything, but you don't want to talk. And I know nothing.
Well, the great thing about podcasts is anybody can do it, and it's just no, you know, it's just anybody can do it. There are no stipulations.
How do you
I myself, I have people, I talk to people all the time, they'll call their show a podcast, or they'll call my show a podcast, like, no, it's just a radio show. Like, well, what's the difference? Well, first off, I'm classically trained. I know how to work the boards. I read underwriter information. You know, you gotta have, it's just more to it. I literally had to create a demo tape and submit to radio stations before I could get my show started. So, I mean, there's formalities that come with a radio show that you don't have with the podcast. The podcast, you'd be any jackass that decides to sit in front of a mic.
But I want to know, I have trouble, not much attention span. So if you talk about any subject, I'm just going to say, is that right? You saw Big Man? I seen a picture of the movie, and it was like some video or some film was taken. It looked like a man dressed in a Big Man suit to me. And then the argument will start. No, that was Big Man. We're sure it was Big Man because he lives in the woods. Who else could live in the woods and wear that stupid suit? How could you say that's not real? See, I'm baffled when they hit you with the facts like that. How are you going to argue with that? Who would wear that suit and live in the woods other than Big Man? Makes sense. So I don't know how to argue, and anything they say, they want to hear the Vulture Squadron, cadence, and it has a few words I told some people. If I bleep the words, I'll do the cadence for you. You want to hear the Vulture Squadron cadence? Everybody should be singing it.
You know what? I want to hear the Vulture Squadron squawk.
Well, we haven't worked on that, but the cadence is, first to fight, we're always right. You suck. That's okay. You suck. Drop dead. Get killed. Go to hell. We're the Vulture Squadron. We get you dead because you suck. Nobody likes us. We don't give a... I won't say the word. We're the Vulture Squadron. Don't get in our way, you... Another curse word. Freak. We'll splatter your guts all over the streets. We're the Vulture Squadron. See, that starts things, and then other people could add to it. That's what I figured. And then we'll have it recorded. It's been recorded. It's on Tickety-Tockety right now under RedCon1. _ does that mean that line that goes under the, it doesn't go under, but after the one, it has like a line underneath, RedCon for Readiness Condition 1, the _, but that's the name of the Tickety-Tockety account, with the Vulture Squadron emblem and the Vulture Squadron cadence, and they got music and stuff from the Roger Ramjet theme song. Now that's important, because it's like I was watching it yesterday. It was before the Vietnam War. It was like 1964. It was a cartoon with Roger Ramjet and the American Eagle Squadron, which didn't catch on as much as the Vulture Squadron. A little historical fact. It's like it was yesterday. But they have it on YouTube. You can go to YouTube and you can look up episodes of the show where he takes this purple pill and he's got the strength of 20 atom bombs for 20 seconds. How can you argue with that? And he's just the greatest. And his boss is at the Office of Counter Bad Guys. So when we were started by the Defense Intelligence Agency, I referred Dr. Fast, that was her name. I said, hey, Dr. Fast, look up Roger Ramjet, the American Eagle Squadron, and that's your office. It says on the door, Office of Counter Bad Guys. And that little, that's one of their bosses. That's what I said. And they thought that was humorous. But it was an old cartoon. I don't know who did it in the 1964, before the buildup in Vietnam. So we tried to make, hey, can we stick Vulture Squadron? We didn't have an emblem back then, but we wanted to put Vulture Squadron. They didn't go for it on the AH-1G, the old Cobra helicopter.
Rip. You know, Mike is under instructions to drop you as soon as you start self-promoting. The only reason why you didn't get dropped today, I do believe, is because you say something new. I appreciate the fact that you want to get into the podcast.
Can I give Mike the 800 number as soon as we get it? And then you can call in, but you're going to have to... If Bubba, that might hook her on the show, and she might take over, because I'll be, like, listening and playing, like, old 1960s redneck rock and roll, and then in the background, and every once in a while you say, did you hear? Oh, yeah, I'm listening, because I'm not going to argue with anybody. That's the way to run a radio. It's talk about whatever you want to say, but you got to censor the curse words. That's what I get out of that, or you don't have to. I don't know.
If you're doing a podcast, you're not under FCC regulations.
Oh, okay. So they can say whatever they want, and they can improve the Vulture Squadron cadence. Some of your listeners who heard the sample of the Vulture Squadron cadence may have better ideas, and they could say it over the radio when they get on the broadcast. And that's another thing. I don't know about how do you get them... I don't know how many lines you have and who switches them. Somebody else, I don't know anything about that. I think you just have the call-in number, and when they're done, and then you wait for the next one to ring, something like that. But who's going to take over the show? It's going to be anything. Hey, I read reports by you on the Internet. You're crazy. So we can't say the words they'll say, but you're crazy. What the hell? Well, I'm doing it for America because somebody's got to do it. You know, they're raining aluminum and graphene and other garbage on us. And we're going to ground those KC-135 tankers. Even Mr. Santiago, Secretary of the Army, said there's a KC-12. Did you hear the KC-12 tanker? They're out of Omaha, and there's another one out of Utah. You're the one who played that, remember? You played that broadcast by some... former FBI agent who was mad because they're raining that stuff on America. That's our mission, to stop that. I'm going to have, hey, Bubba, tell his general to stop spraying that stuff on us. It's not doing any good. It's causing more harm than good. You see it, too. You know, and they're never going to stop. They're poisoning the planet, you know, everything. And there's this heat dome that's going on. We heard about that. That's all caused by ionosphere. It's the upper atmosphere. It's like those harp things. They radiate up above, and it causes their cycles of gulls. Drought and deluge. So downstream from that was the heat dome sets up, and it acts clockwise in the northern hemisphere, and it goes into like Kentucky and floods those dunes out, or down into Texas, depending on the positioning of the ionospheric heater. It's robbing from their heat. What are we going to do? We're going to have to stop the tankers about that ionospheric heater.
It's funny that you talk about that, because that was one of the... It's funny that you say that. That was going to be the topic of the next hour.
Referring to Bubba's Cat Rim.
Yeah, you know... I'm definitely going
to
get into all of that.
Talk about it. So get
I'm definitely
going
to get into
really
all of that,
smart.
Sure. But now, we have to go to the next caller, my friend.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
Tell everybody
I'm
going to
wish you the best luck. on your podcast.
You tell them you want us to stop that. We want to stop that. And it's on the next hour. Thanks a lot for letting us on. We'll give Mike the number as soon as we get it. And everybody, try to improve the Vulture Squadron cadence, and we'll stop those ionospheric meetings. Somebody check. Thanks a lot, D. We'll get it done.
All right. Thank you, Rev. And next caller we have on the line. Yes, yeah, somebody actually I need to talk to. Ali in Toronto.
Hey,
is someone you're someone I need to talk to. I was actually gonna shout you out earlier in the show. I have something here for you. If I get this scroll up. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, perfect.
I'm trying to. You have to give me a minute here. I'm trying to scroll upwards. So basically, I have something. Do you remember Joseph?
Yeah.
That was on the show last week. Okay. Well,
I'm just saying, thank you. Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, he actually wrote you out an apology. I'm trying to find it. Okay, here it is. He says, I want to apologize. Calling Ali an anti-Semite did not help the conversation. And today I think of all the things I could have and should have said in response. The mighty Hitler Alliance, USS Liberty being a sad, dark day in our relationship with Israel, but decades ago, while other topics are ignored. I'm trying to get the meat of it because he wrote a really long apology. I think that, let me paraphrase the rest of it for you. So basically,
okay, sure.
he is just, it's so much. He wanted to apologize for not having, instead of going to straight up name calling, he wanted to be able to match you intellectually and he wasn't able to. He wanted to match you intellectually on your points, and he was not able to because he was so upset. So, yeah, he wrote that apology for you.
And I was just going to call you to say thank you for setting the record straight about false prophecy when we had talked about it before when you had said that. And then not only that was the fact that they are not allowing our African brothers to enter into Israel. Because they're dark, because they're melanated, and they're the original Hebrews. And he was denying that, saying that's not biblical. And then you were schooling him and then advising him. But then I felt that and afterwards, then I got cut off because he didn't want to hear any more of the truth.
Right. So that should be water underneath the bridge, though. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. And I just called to say thank you so much because I have so much respect for you. And I tell everyone about you that you're one of the best speakers on RBN. And not only that, it's the fact that whatever I said, it's been said by other speakers on RBN. And they are also in the same agreement of the situation of what's happening to the Palestinians. And the moment you speak about the Palestinians is the moment you get called anti-Semite. The moment you started to speak about, and then I told you, Brother V, do you see what's happening? And then you were watching it, and then at the same time, he's endorsing helping him to endorse a book that he's released, and then he's going on with that same verbiage of how as soon as you say one thing about Palestine, then anti-Semitic. Remember, you were there, you were the witness, but I'm so happy that you now showed me that there was an apology, because anyone who would have heard that would have gone, this guy got called out. And he got exposed on the real feelings of these children being murdered. All because they're launching rockets every day. That's not true. Gaza is being bombed. infrastructure is being destroyed. What are these children looking forward to?
Well, when you have a pretty strong nation and all the surrounding countries around you are obliterated, every building is riddled with holes and things like that.
You can't really
say Israel defending itself. It's not. They are the aggressors by policy, by weapons of war, by everything. They, in fact, are the aggressors.
Brother, can I ask you this? Every time this missile system called the Iron Dome uses all its bullets, then who is paying to re-put those bullets back in? Who is paying for it exactly? And not only that, what about the children starving in America? Why are we helping them? And I like that point you brought up once where you said, why don't we help rebuild the water system in Flint, Michigan? Why are we not doing that instead of wasting billions of dollars to
It would only take literally just a $10 or $12 million just to redo the pipe system and Flint.
That's it.
Not billions.
They want them
billions.
To die. You brought up a good point the other day, brother, and I'm so sorry I called in late, and then I just quickly got it because I was eating with my mother, and I went through a bad experience, my family with the dust and everything, so I haven't really been on the
computer.
I'm
sorry to hear that.
Oh, thank you. And then I just finished eating with my mom, and then I just came upstairs to my room where I live, and then I just said, let me just see if Brother V is on, because every time I come, you're not you're not speaking. Then when I heard your voice, I'm like, oh my God, let me see if I can get in, because I don't know if the timing will be over soon for the show, but... And I'm really happy that person, Mr. Leonard, had to apologize because he did the exact same format of when we start defending the Hebrews that are not allowed to enter into Israel because they're colored. And not only that, he said, that's not biblical, but really, if we look at the real story, which you've explained it to me, and then when we got into the vaccine, when I told him that, look, Trump, because he's endorsing Trump, which is good, but at the same time, I told him that, but Trump betrayed us. He went on the Bill O'Reilly show, but then Brother Mike told me, remember before, look, sometimes, you know, like when I brought up the Dennis Rodman situation, but he said, you know, sometimes you have to sell the story, right, because you want to get reelected, and obviously there's so much endorsements. And when I said Pfizer, Pfizer was the company that made Viagra, and they were only famous for that. And then obviously now when they made this new vaccine, which is killing people. Children are having heart attacks, and people are becoming so sick. How is 50 doctors, or I don't know the exact amount of doctors in Canada, die now after taking the booster? So does that make sense? Why is this still being suppressed, this information? They won't let us speak on the radio. They won't, if you say one word, like how this person, Mr. Leonard, was just starting to attack. And first of all, I can't imagine people would endorse this book now after he spoke like that. And all I saw coming from him was just everything was yes, pro-Israel, which is, if that's his opinion, okay, fine. But a lot of other people have different opinions. They're not on that same boat with him, because when I brought up the ship that happened, that everyone knew who did that and blew up the Americans and killed them. First of all, we love America. America's our big brother. You think anyone can attack Canada? They cannot, because America is our neighbor. They're our big brother. They'll be destroyed. And the sad thing is when Mr. Biden, he's not okay. There's something wrong with him. He's talking and shaking invisible people's hands. Invisible people's hands, they're not there. He's senile right now. His son is a waste, man. His son was caught doing crack and doing all these underage and... I'm not going to endorse that, because if you're doing that to children, I have children. If someone did that to my daughter, do you think I'm going to sit there and look at this person and give him respect?
Well, you know what? I kind of think that this whole thing with Hunter Biden is to help push the agenda of pedophilia almost. I mean, now we have maps minor attracted persons. Not offending pedophiles fighting for their rights. Oh my God.
How is that even allowed, Brother V? How is these people
self-proclaimed pedophiles are out in the streets fighting for their right to be attracted to children.
Okay, brother, listen, let me tell you this. You cannot have a baby. You have no right to compete against my daughter that's trained her whole life to swim and win some prize or Olympics. She's trained her whole life, and now all of a sudden, oh yeah, by the way, I'm a man now. And I'm like, I'm a woman now. I'm like, what? And then, yeah, I'm 6'4".
But we have to be mad.
My kid is 5 feet, 80, 90 pounds. You're like 200 pounds. You're a man. They can't change the chromosomes, brothers. They cannot change the XY chromosomes.
It's enabling. It's enabling the left-wing nuts up there to make everybody angry. This is, as long as society is angry about something, we're distracted from the real issues. That's why, you know, you've seen all this explode with the Democrats when they got into power. How many groups of people can we unleash on each other so that we can be corrupt and rob America?
Look, Brother V, the moment I know when I first got a chance to actually speak with you for the first time, and I called you and I said, I could not believe that you played Necro. And you were like, oh, wow, you should listen to this. And then I said, but the thing that scared me the most, Brother V, is that when I saw this video with, I think it's Lil Nas X, and he's sitting on the devil's lap. And I said, what is happening now? What are these children watching?
I don't listen to Lil Nas X. I found out about who he was because in a YouTube, another political show, they showed that scene where he's given Satan a lap dance. And
yeah,
same thing came to
that?
My head. It's like, what the hell is going on here?
How are our children getting to be exposed? Brother, they're bringing these children in libraries, teaching them to become... My God, I don't know. I pray.
I mean, it's not like Tyler the Creator. I mean, Tyler the Creator may be gay, but he's not running around in frilly dresses and giving, you know, the devil a lap dance. He's still a normal rapper. I respect. I love Tyler the Creator.
I've heard him for years.
I didn't even know
he's still around. You know what you should listen to is this track called Nature of the Threat by Raskas.
Is there any profanity in that?
you should hear this brother's talk, and it is unbelievable.
We'll stay on the line. We're going to
for sure.
And if there's an edited version of that, we can play that on the show when we come back from the commercial break. Might help us out here.
Imminent threat is nationwide.
We'll be back.
You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Let freedom ring.